I have to thank you, because I really feel grateful to you. I'm grateful to God that has let me have you. But I'm grateful to you also, because your ego is so lessened. That's why you can work humbly. But now and then you flare up, of course, and I will check it. But when I correct you, it doesn't mean I don't love you. It's just another way of love, okay? Love has many aspects, many faces, many actions to do, to keep, just like any other work. Love normally is natural, but because this world has so many bad influences, it makes your mind go astray. Not your soul, your mind goes astray. So I have to always be careful, observing and checking on you and correcting you. And if I hurt your ego in some way, please forgive me. I'm your teacher. I have to. I don't want to, because that means offending people. And they might not love you anymore, but I have to. I can't just blackmail you and just cheat you or just talk sweetly and keep you in darkness and you continue to do the actions that are harmful to you, or even the thinking that is harmful to you. Anything harmful to you, I have to always observe and try to break it out for you. Sometimes it might feel painful. It's just the ego that feels pain. The soul is always pure and innocent. Nothing can touch it. Nothing can offend it. Nothing can bend it. Nothing can change it. But the mind is trouble. So much. Karma comes from the ego, because the ego always makes you feel like I am this, I am that. I am talented. I am good. I am special. Yeah? And then do things not according to noble standards. And then if you continue like that, you will go down. Even if I lifted you up, for example, to the fourth level, you might fall down again to a lower third level. Yes. And it takes a longer, longer time to go up again. So always be careful with your speech, thoughts, and deeds, yeah? Speech, thoughts, actions always have to be pure and selfless. Then you have nothing to worry about. No devil can come near you, not to talk about entering your dream or possessing you or influencing you in any way, okay? Keep yourself pure. Always remember God and the gift that I give to you personally with my own power. And even the holy names I taught you also with my own power. Without this power, they are useless. It's just like if I keep telling you cakes, cakes, cookies, cookies, but I never give them to you. That's why people like Tang Tam, he thinks he can just repeat what I said, but he doesn't know anything. He has no power at all. And he's going straight to hell for not listening to me and not trying to repent and stop his badness. That's the only way he will go, hell. And we'll stay with the devils and do our devil things. Otherwise, he will be punished by the king of devils, by the king of hell down there, if he doesn't listen and will be a slave for them. Yeah, then he will be dead. He will be punished. He'll be tortured. He'll be imprisoned in dark cell forever. Any kind of punishment depends on what he does that offends the king of hell. They might even eat him. If he's not teachable, that is the thing. It's not like you work for the Maya and slave for them, do anything, then they will be happy and they will treat you well. It's not like that, because you never know how you're not offending them. You don't know. You don't know what they know. You don't know their rules. It's not the way you think. And you can always make mistakes or trouble or offend them. Then they will punish you, torture you, or eat you up. I mean, really eat you. It's not the law of heaven. The heaven's law is to tell them not to eat the people in the astral body and all that. But somehow they do. They have the taste of it and they like it. And because these type of hell prisoners are not worthy at all even to stay in hell. Because people, when they stay in hell, they might be pardoned later on by the Buddha coming down or any very merciful being. Even so rare, but it's possible they still can be rescued. But those people who are not up to even the hell standard cannot be changed, cannot be corrected. incorrigible, then they either destroy them to dust or eat them up. That is a thing. And of course, heaven will not punish the hell king or any hell devil down there, because this person, so-called person, that being, is too bad, too bad, too bad. There's no chance that he could be polished and clean up and become a human or even animal person or insect again. It would be useless. So the king of hell or the king of Maya can do what they want with this kind of body. They eat them up and you're done. You can never get out of their system and come back to life or anything at all, or reincarnate even. Zhang Dam is one of those. It's one of those. I could help him to be free from hell even. But the hell council told me, he said he's not your disciple. So you cannot save him completely. You cannot save his soul. So I can only save his life. Originally, he was supposed to die, but I saved his life until later. Whenever the Maya king decides that the favor is up, then they will bring him down there and shut him forever or eat him up. So people don't understand that just to be famous or to gain some money is not that easy. And then they just run over, overfilled by desire for being famous and being worshipped or being respected and being given money to eat. They think that's easy. Oh, it's not. Just because they don't see anything, that's why they dare do that. If they truly were enlightened, they wouldn't dare, because they will see heaven and hell and how things function in the universe. Such kinds of actions they're doing, they just only can bring them to hell, but they don't see it because they're not enlightened. Enlightened masters never dare do that. They forsake everything just to keep themselves pure, like the disciples of the Buddha, like the monks of the Buddha. Nowadays, monks are not monks. Nuns are not really nuns. They can teach, they can say things, but they don't have any power because they're not pure enough. And the Buddha's not there to empower them. When the Buddha was there, even beggars came in to take refuge with the Buddha just for some months. Then he became great. He could even walk through the stones. And he could go to heaven, visit and come back, and go to hell and help others, for example, like that. And get together to pray and to use their power, put together to help rescue the mother of Maugayayana. You know that in the Bodhisutra, the story, that every year they still celebrate that. Every year they celebrate it. I think in the month of July. And they pray for their ancestors, for their parents, siblings or family members who are already gone physically from this world. That's the month. They will go to any temple and offer things to monks and nuns, or offer money to the temple for repair, and use that merit to give it to their parents or siblings or loved ones, you know, who are already dead, hoping that they will go to heaven. That came from this legend about Maugayayana and his mother. You know the story. I told you already long, long ago.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Too much karma recently. Too much karma. And whenever I do some good shows or check up on your show, then the karma will come to me, because some people are connected with other people. And the Maya, of course, the negative power, wants to stop me from doing that so that it will not benefit the world. That is the kind of karma that I have to endure. One of the kinds of karma, not just only one. So some shows, when it's so very beneficial to the world and we've awakened more people, then they would make me suffer a lot to want to stop me from doing that. Or somebody who works in that show, or somebody who we show on that show, has a lot of karma connected with other people outside in the world. Because when we make our shows, there are many people appearing in them. And if a person is connected with another person in hell, for example, then I have to take care. And that's why I cough, I get sick, and sometimes cannot eat and all that. But I'm used to it already. When I say karma, well, I'm working for the Supreme Master television shows, and that I will take some karma. That is nothing much compared to the big world karma in general. And when you're watching whatever show that is, you will take no karma, because it's all covered and all arranged that you will have only blessing and grace. no karma. There's no karma when you watch Supreme Master television. That's why when you watch Supreme Master TV, you God's disciples experience many good things. There's no karma that you have to experience. So don't worry. Continue watching Supreme Master television. You and your friends, your loved ones, whoever, and outside people as well. No problem. Many animal people love to watch Supreme Master television, and they come hanging around because I put the Supreme Master TV on. And the bird people and other animal people love to hang around. Even some rat people, they don't want to leave.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.